Welcome to the Everyman Sports Podcast, the show for fans, by fans. No former pros, no so-called experts, just real passionate fans. From outside on a porch to inside a living room, in the parking lot of a stadium to the dining room table, friends and families chat about their teams, their games, and what makes them cheer. This is Everyman Sports.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Everyman Sports. My name is Chad. I'm the owner-operator of this podcast. We are here on location at Citi Field for the Mets' home opener of 2016 with police helicopters flying around as they were. They had a police helicopter fly over. I'm here with my dad. How you doing, Dad?
I'm doing great.
I'm here with Andrew as well. Andrew?
Hey, how you doing?
And Mr. White, how you doing?
Hello, everyone.
So, 2016 for the Mets have started off pretty well. They're 2-1. They're 2-1, and they lost one against the Royals, 1-1, all that stuff. So they start off the season.
DeGrom is the bomb.
DeGrom pitched very well, with the likelihood that his wife was going into labor at any moment. He stayed for at least six innings, pitched through, and he did really well.
Velocity down a little bit, but.
Yeah, we were noticing that, right?
Sat at 92 about the whole game.
But we noticed for a while they didn't even show his velocity. Yeah. That was weird.
Yeah, hopefully it's just like a one-day thing. Maybe he's just got some cobwebs or the weather's a little cold.
Oh, the weather is absolutely freezing today. Really, really cold. Last year for opening day when we were here, I got a sunburn. I remember that. So you get the best of both worlds, I suppose. But, yeah, so far the Mets off to a good season. Honestly, all of Major League Baseball is off to a pretty good year so far, except the Padres, I think. I don't think they've scored a run yet.
They
set a record for three straight games to open the season, not even scoring a run.
Oh, my God.
The Dodgers had 30, since they were facing the Padres, they had 31 straight innings against the Padres and the, who else? The Padres
so
and the Giants.
It's safe to say that the Dodgers have already won the tiebreaker with the San Diego Padres.
I would have to say so, and it looks like it. I mean, you know, everybody talking about how it's an even year for the Giants, and so you can't count them out. But the Dodgers are still really strong. You know, they're still really good. Minus
loaded
Ricky.
Loaded with talent.
They picked up more, and actually, they made it easier because they don't have such of a backlog.
That's true.
So
everyone knows their role now. So
that is very, very true. So that happened.
How about David Wright aging?
Before your very eyes.
Yeah, we're witnessing it.
I mean, it's bound to happen. You're going to see this from players every now and then. I've heard stories of seeing Mickey Mantle in his last season or two where he's just hobbled.
It looked like Mackie Sasser with that double pump throw.
There were people weeping today as they watched him.
Yeah, it's hard to believe. But, you know, that's what's going to happen. Sometimes the game quits you. You quit the game. And that's part of how it goes. So, but baseball's here. The weather doesn't feel like it in the tri-state area. But trust me, baseball's here, and it's back.
It comes out after the game, of course.
Yeah. At one point, the fans were cheering because the sun came out for a small extended period of time. But still, it's very exciting.
And they also cheered when, who was the pitcher that came out and finally threw a strike?
Oh, Hansel Robles?
No, the guy before him. Reliever. Blevins?
Number 39.
Oh, Blevins, yeah, Jerry.
He started out a little on the rough side, and he finally threw his first 2016 strike.
Right.
The crowd erupted.
Right. As a Met fan, my biggest concern is the bullpen. I need to see it consistently work. But Jim Henderson, he looks very good pitching out of the seventh inning the last couple nights.
He's our MVP right now.
That's right. And then across town with the Yankees, up against the Astros, they had a big offensive showing against the Astros in the last two games. And then Starlin Castro has actually been doing really well for them. Don't forget, he was an all-star with the Cubs, as we have another flyover from the New York City Police Department helicopter.
That was also the first game where the Utley rule took effect.
Oh, yes, in the first game. Actually, Joe Girardi was considering putting that game under protest, but he decided not to.
Yeah, videotape will do that to you.
The Blue Jays actually lost the game against the Rays because of that. Jose Bautista slid late into the bag, and they considered that to be a part of the Chase Utley slide rule, and so he was called out, which made the runner prior to him out. So it was a double play to end the game when the Blue Jays had taken the lead.
Drama.
So Ruben Tejada changed the course of baseball.
I think so. He sure did, that's for sure. So baseball started, but we also had the end of the NCAA men's basketball tournament.
Fantastic.
With probably the greatest ending to
it. Exciting ending, yeah.
I mean, just an absolutely a deep three off of an inbounds pass, yep. 4 seconds left on the clock. Absolutely amazing. Ooh.
It was the same type pass that Leitner from Duke caught for that buzzer beater.
Yeah, similar. Leitner had less time on the clock, but yeah.
And he actually turned around and dribbled once, which was shocking.
It was.
Because the clock was ticking, but that was very reminiscent of that game.
But a deep three, so Villanova is your national champion for the first time in 31 years.
One of the Catholic Seven.
Breaking news, the police investigation of the parking lot collision has come to a conclusion, and both parties have now left City Field parking lot E.
Somewhat peacefully, yes. Yeah. So prior to recording, we noticed there was an accident between people trying to leave City Field parking lot.
Elvis has left the building.
Well, we'll see. There's still a long line of cars and a lot of stewing emotions there, so we'll see what happens. But it's a good thing the helicopter's around. That's right.
I feel very protected.
That's for sure. So, but of course, Philadelphia wins a championship, and what do? They riot in the streets. Yeah. It's nothing new, nothing I'm surprised at, nothing you should be surprised about, too. So, good for that. Speaking of basketball, we're coming up to the end of the NBA season, and probably one of the most exciting endings in terms of record watching you'll ever come across. Currently, the Golden State Warriors stay 3 games behind the Bulls for the best record of all time, 72-10.
It'll be tied, but it won't be beaten.
No, it could be beaten.
Could be beaten. Yeah, if they win the last three.
Okay.
They have to win their last three. Now, two of those games, of these three, the last and the third to last, are against the Memphis Grizzlies, which, depending how you look on that, that might be a pretty
Will
much a given.
Will they play the starters? That's the question.
Well, then that leads to the middle game of those three games, which is at San Antonio. The Spurs have lost 13 games, but are currently 39-0 at home. No team has ever gone 41-0 at home, undefeated.
Wow.
So the game will come, I don't know the exact date, but it will come up where the Golden State Warriors are playing the San Antonio Spurs in San Antonio. And yes, Steve Kerr, the coach for the Golden State Warriors, said to the media, he will ask the players, do you want to go for the record or do you want to sit out for the play, you know, gets yourself ready for the playoffs, and whatever they say, he will do. And Greg Popovich seems like the kind of guy who's always going to push hard, so they'll start their starters. It's just a question, will Golden State start theirs?
So the players run the team.
Well, I think in most sports now, isn't that kind of the thing?
2016. they've been running the team for the past 10 years.
Yeah, as we've said, if LeBron James can pretty much fire his coach,
while
publicly not saying it, you know, that's the thing that can happen.
Check with the team before you make any decisions.
But, I mean, that's fair. Hey, you guys, go out there. I mean, at the same time, you look at the Colts for all those years when they were going undefeated. What was the year, 2010? And Jim Irsay basically said from the top, saying, no, you guys sit. Well, right. They didn't work for them. No, they did not. They didn't even make it to the Super Bowl that year, or the AFC Championship game, I think. So that's how that goes. And then the end of the hockey season's coming up soon as well. My favorite playoffs, the Stanley Cup playoffs, are coming up soon. So that's
who's the favorite?
I think you might have to say
Washington.
Washington. Well, they didn't. They lost out home ice advantage, I believe, to Pittsburgh. You'd have to say that Pittsburgh.
But from a gambling point of view, the favorites don't do well in hockey. In basketball.
That's pretty, yeah. There's just something about the equalizer of being on skates and using sticks and being on ice that really helps out.
The regular season's like a preseason.
That's true. That's a very good point. I mean, the Stanley Cup playoffs do last for a while, but it lends for a very exciting series. And also, no Canadian teams in the playoffs this year, which is...
Refreshing.
Yeah. I guess refreshing is the word, but it's also a little disappointing.
It's a little sad.
It is. See, I always
want... their national sport.
That is true. I mean, their junior hockey leagues are very well attended and followed, so they're very popular. But, I mean, a team like the Toronto Maple Leafs, the Montreal Canadiens, they're not in the playoffs.
Calgary's not in it.
The Oilers.
Ottawa
to a lesser extent.
Who's that on the West Coast there?
The Vancouver Canucks.
None of them.
Winnipeg Jets.
None of them.
No.
Wow.
But you should. I always feel that I'm a big fan. I've said it before. An original six teams. The original six teams should be in. So I thought Maple Leafs haven't been very, very good in a very, very long time. Canadians have their moments here and there, especially recently, but nothing this year. And I always think Canadians and Maple Leafs, they should try to be in as much as possible. But, you know, they have to play the game. If they don't play it well, it's not our fault. So
it's like the Knicks and the Lakers not making the playoffs in the same year.
Yeah, it's very likely. Mm-hmm. Oh, what was it, a couple years ago? Knicks, Lakers, and Celtics did not make the playoffs. That was the first time in like 60-some-odd years or something ridiculous like that.
New blood.
Oh, absolutely. But depending on how you look at it, then you're not really going to follow it from an outsider perspective. Like, the Memphis Grizzlies, right. you know, it's luckily.
Well, as much as we hate the Yankees, that baseball is better when they're good.
Like, yeah. When they're good, they're, you know, that's always helpful. Well,
said that yesterday?
But take a look at the Cubs.
At least he got the quote right.
But think about the last year's postseason.
Yes.
In the first round, you had the New York Mets playing the Los Angeles Dodgers. New York, Los Angeles. Two biggest markets playing each other that had immediate appeal. And then you had the Chicago Cubs. Chicago, the third or fourth, depending on how you look at it, another large market. And then a historical team in that they've not performed.
But the Cubs make the story because they haven't made it to the World Series.
They haven't done much of anything.
In my lifetime or longer.
Much more than your lifetime, at least in the World Series, that's for certain. So,
that's Buster Rust for them this year.
Yes, that's for sure. They're all in, and everybody's got them as the favorites. So that's
good.
How that's
I like
gonna,
that.
Right.
I like it. That means the Mets aren't the favorites. Good.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, if you're a Mets fan, that's what you want to hear. And then also, we have the Masters going on right now. Jordan Spieth, how do you say
There's
it?
There's only been like three that have repeated.
As a Masters champion?
Right. Yeah.
Did Tiger repeat?
Yes, he did. Yes.
There you go. So there's one. I'm going to say Jack Nicholson. Nicholas. And
I don't know if it was Gary Player or somebody like that.
Somebody like Ernie Els or somebody. Vijay Singh. I know it wasn't Mickelson. I know that
wasn't
much.
Wasn't Singh.
No, it wasn't him either.
No, definitely not. So that's happening. And I want to get your comment because I know you're a boxing fan, Dad.
Yes.
So boxing promoter, I forget his name. But he basically badmouthed MMA being in New York, and which we talked about, MMA coming to New York City, that's going to be a big deal.
It is.
In Madison Square Garden.
If they can get the corruption out of boxing, it might get popular again.
I think that's true. I think because, you know, when you look at the MMA and how they bring about new stars, I mean,
Well, they have young talent that comes to fight. Boxing's got old talent that wants to cash checks.
That's for sure. You see that happening, so I just wanted to get your opinion on that. All right, well, thanks very much, guys, for joining me on this very cold day here on location at Citi Field.
Let's go Mets.
That would be nice.
Hell yeah.
That'd be nice. Yeah, we'll definitely do this again in July, but more episodes to come pretty soon. So thanks again. Anything you want to plug? Anything you want to talk about?
All right. No, I'm good.
All right.
What about you?
Just say no.
There you go.
All right, well, Sanders.
There you go. There's the plug. It is New York anyway.
Feel the burn.
All right. Thanks very much for joining me. Goodbye, NYPD helicopter. And Andrew, please take it away, if you will, as well. Thank you.
This has been another episode of Everyman Sports. The show's music is Cold Funk by Kevin MacLeod and is licensed under CC Attribution 3.0. Everyman Sports can be found on Facebook.com, where you can like it to receive updates and news. Visit Everyman Sports in the iTunes store to leave a review of the show. Also, visit everymansports.podbean.com directly to comment and support. Everyman Sports can be contacted directly at everymansports@gmail.com.